You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WBZH Daily News Roundup for the Buzz of the North, 910 AM in Hayward.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has approved a nearly $3.7 million contract for a resurfacing project on Highway 63 in Barron County. Monarch Paving Company of Amory was selected as the primary contractor for the project, which will see resurfacing on Highway 63 between Highway 48 and Chari Lane in the city of Cumberland. A public meeting on the details of the project will be held on Tuesday at Cumberland City Hall from 4:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. Construction is scheduled to wrap up in September, and the highway will remain open to traffic. The Ascentia Health Spooner Clinic has added a new option for patients who need immediate but non-emergency care. On Monday, the organization officially launched a new walk-in care option for residents. The walk-in care is meant for patients suffering from minor injuries or illnesses that don't require hospitalization but do require timely treatment. Residents can take advantage of the new healthcare option without making an appointment. The walk-in care services will be available Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. The city of Ladysmith is among the recipients of a combined $3.2 million of small business development grants. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation announced the grant recipients on Monday. The city of Ladysmith received $250,000 of that funding. According to a press release, the grant funding will be used to expand the city's business renovation program. The city program provides grant funding to new and existing businesses for permanent property improvements. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding boaters and paddlers that early spring weather conditions could make getting out on the water dangerous. According to a press release, residents looking to enjoy the warmer weather could still see dangerous conditions like dramatic temperature fluctuations, high winds, or flooding. Recent winter storms could also have left downed trees or debris just below the surface of the water. Residents should always wear a life jacket, track weather conditions, and boat with caution this spring. Wisconsin researchers are sounding the alarm over the Trump administration's proposed cuts to funding for the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Experts say the proposed cuts could lead to the elimination of all funding for climate, water, and ocean research, including programs that forecast severe weather. The funding cuts could also jeopardize research used to monitor weather, wind, and water conditions on the Great Lakes. That research is used to provide residents with safety information on things like rip currents or algae blooms. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents of some small things they can do to help the bird population returning from the warmer weather. According to a press release, about 350 species of birds will be returning in the coming weeks. Residents can help maintain their population by doing things like adding native fruit-bearing plants at their home, cleaning bird feeders regularly, shutting off exterior lights at night during peak migration times, and putting screens or markers on windows to reduce collisions. The Richard I. Bong Veterans Historical Center in Superior officially has a new source of energy. On Tuesday, the organization held a ribbon-cutting ceremony for the building's new 20-kilowatt solar array. Construction on the $5,000 solar energy project began in November and began producing power for the building in January. It was funded by donations and a Solar Good grant that the organization received in the fall of 2023. Officials say the solar array is just phase one of their plans and could cover 80% of their energy needs. One person was killed and two seriously injured in a Polk County crash on Tuesday morning. According to the Polk County Sheriff's Office, the crash occurred at around 10:40 on Tuesday morning at the intersection of State Highway 65 and County Highway F. Their initial investigation found that the driver of a car on County Highway F failed to stop at a stop sign and collided with a pickup truck on Highway 65. The passenger in the car was pronounced deceased at the scene, and both occupants of the pickup truck were transported to the hospital. A recent study by LendingTree found that Wisconsin is one of the cheapest states to raise a child, even though that cost is still growing. According to the study, the average cost of raising a child for 18 years in Wisconsin is over $218,000. That ranks the state 45th in the country and well below the national average of nearly $298,000. That national average has also grown by over 25% in the last 2 years. Hawaii was the most expensive state and Mississippi was the least expensive. The Wisconsin State Assembly held a public hearing on a proposal that would exempt gun safes and other firearm safety devices from sales and use tax. The Republican-authored legislation has bipartisan support, including from Governor Tony Evers, who highlighted the idea behind the bill in his State of the State address earlier this year. The goal of the legislation is to make it easier and more affordable for Wisconsin residents to purchase safety measures for their firearms in an effort to cut down on accidental gun deaths and suicides. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers beat the Tigers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers with a 5-1 win over the Tigers. Milwaukee winning the series. Pat Murphy pleased with the performance from starting pitcher Jose Quintana.
He's so under control. Guys want to play behind him. You know, he didn't have his best stuff today. He didn't have his best command today. Walk three in the first inning. Very efficient after that.
Basketball, the Bucks head to Indianapolis tomorrow, where they'll face the Pacers in game one of their playoff series Saturday at noon. Women's volleyball, the Badgers with a 3-0 win over Marquette in straight sets. Head coach Kelly Sheffield says it was a good turnout at the Fieldhouse for the spring game.
I thought we had a great crowd tonight. The number of people that were here, I remember our first year here where there'd be some matches that there'd be half as many as what there were tonight. That's what we're hoping to do is continue to get to the point where even our spring matches are filling the entire building, you know, and then having the match covered on BTN.
That's Badgers volleyball coach Kelly Sheffield with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Taylor Sheridan and Paramount Plus are proving to be a match made in ratings heaven. Sheridan's 1923 season 2 finale brought in over 14 million viewers, the most ever for the series, as people tuned in to finally see World War I hero and lion hunter Spencer Dutton come to the defense of his family's land. As a result, the show joined Landman and Tulsa King as the top three shows on Paramount Plus. The season 2 finale of 1923 also got 163 million views on social media. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia will return for its 17th season in July. In a related story, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia has been on for 17 seasons. In the new season, the Patty's Pub Gang struggles as they are about to see their beloved bar devoured by corporate America. Admittedly, I completely forgot it was still on the air, but it is currently the longest-running live-action series. The new season starts July 9th on FX with shows screening on Hulu the next day. It's become an albatross for me. I just wish it was gone. Those are the words of Home Alone 2 Lost in New York director Chris Columbus. He is referring to the 7-second cameo by Donald Trump in the film. Columbus wants the Trump cameo removed from the film, saying it's become a curse and adding that the 47th president bullied his way into the movie, telling the production they couldn't shoot at the Plaza Hotel unless he was in the film. Columbus joked that if he cuts the cameo, he could be deemed not fit to live in America and deported. I think he was joking. Here's a quick pick. The show Mobland on Paramount Plus is pretty good. The Guy Ritchie directed show stars Pierce Brosnan, Helen Mirren, and Thomas Hardy. It's a fast-moving mob caper that doesn't hold back on gang violence. It is shot with Ritchie's classic pacing, so even if there is a moment you get bored with, it's quickly over. I'm 3 episodes in, and we'll keep you posted. The cast of The Breakfast Club reunited last Saturday for the Chicago Comic and Entertainment, or C2E2 convention, to commemorate the 40th anniversary of the John Hughes classic. Judd Nelson, Emilio Estevez, Molly Ringwald, Ali Sheedy, and Anthony Michael Hall were all in attendance. Over the course of the afternoon, they shared some inside info about the film. Molly Ringwald echoed what people on social media have been saying about the makeover Ali Sheedy's character received at the end of the movie. Ringwald's character changed Sheedy from a goth character and gave her a much more preppy look, irritating some people who didn't like the conformity, including Ringwald. Emilio Estevez told the crowd that the first time he met the cast and John Hughes, he was numb from painkillers because he had just had 4 wisdom teeth taken out the day before. C2E2 marks the first time the cast was together in 40 years, and in case you're wondering, they all shut down the idea of a sequel. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a few scattered afternoon showers, even a thundershower possible. Our high in the upper 50s to near 60. Tonight, scattered showers, thunderstorms, our low dropping into the 40s. Tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms with steady temperatures in the 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
That's your WBZH Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at buzzofthenorth.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.